the results of a project that brought together both younger and older people within the St John 2S LGBTQIA plus community were put on display on Thursday, February 19th at Loch Lomond Villa in East St John. Photographs taken by the participants featured in the exhibition explore the concept of queer joy, accompanied by written pieces in various styles which elaborate on what the images represent. Tanya James, Operations Manager at Chroma NB, the community-based 2SLGBTQIA+ charity which organised the project and exhibition, spoke about the origins of the exhibition and the importance of queer joy in a world that can sometimes feel less than joyful.
We are having the first public exhibition of works that were created during a project Chroma hosted in September, all around queer joy, the Queer Joy Photo Voice project. We brought together six young adults and six adults over 50, all within the 2SLGBTQIA+ community, to talk about queer joy and their experience of it. Where has it been lacking? Where have they found resilience? And obviously, everyone had a completely different answer. We had so many rich discussions and just shared a bunch of different experiences over 5 weeks.
Do you want to kind of touch on it all, why it's important?
Usually when we talk about 2SLGBTQIA+ issues, we're talking about negatives. We're talking about anti-trans policies. We're talking about exclusion. There's also so many other negatives out there in the world, the climate crisis, political stuff happening around us, war that we can't control. And so the intent behind this project was, what can we put out into the world to showcase that it's not all doom and gloom in our communities, and there really is joy in so many different ways, so many different facets. There are very many positive things that come with being a community member. Not all the photos are sunshine and roses. Some of them do show the struggles that queer people face. There's many different tones that the photos and texts take. Chroma has always been very public, very open, creating visible queer spaces, and we continue to do that to this day. It's important for us to be out in public spaces and for the works to also explain themselves, because sometimes it can be a little easier to look at a photograph and gain some understanding that way if having a direct conversation is not where someone is yet. That can be a way, like this will be up for a month. So staff will see it, residents will see it, family members, and I'm sure will spark conversation. And I think conversation is always a good thing. We're really thankful to Wisdom to Action for creating this idea that we really loved and are happy to be now sharing with the public for the first time.
One of the younger participants in the project, James Arsenault, spoke with Local 107.3 FM, followed by older participant Brad Vauteur, about their involvement in the project and what queer joy means to them.
I'm James Arsenault. I was one of the youth team participants in the Photo Voice program, and this was a huge experience and opportunity for me, not even just taking the photos, but getting able to meet people in the community and sharing these experiences that we never would have had conversations about otherwise, because not just what brings queer joy, but what inhibits our queer joy isn't something we all necessarily want to talk about. It's very personal and it can be very triggering for us. So to invoke a safe space to share these things, and also in an artistic way to cope with all of it, you know, it makes a huge difference in the world. It makes a huge impact on you and your experiences in the community.
Can you describe your picture a little bit and tell me a little bit about queer joy that image is representing for you?
So my photo is of me and my chosen mother hugging in a field of dying flowers, and it's titled "The Covenant of Blood is Thicker Than the Water of the Womb," and it's supposed to represent chosen family and how making connections can sometimes be more important than finding comfort in the blood you actually share finding chosen family is so important to a lot of queer people, and we don't acknowledge that.
Can you talk a little bit about how queer joy comes into your life? Where do you find it?
I find a lot of queer joy in connecting with the people around me. It's really hard to connect with people in this day and age with all the hate going on in the world, but finding joy in connecting to people you see yourself in or you can relate to especially is so important right now, and it brings me a lot of joy. I struggle to get out. I struggle to do things, and especially having access to this very artistic program that you don't hear about often was really nice. To have a totally unique experience that may never come around again prompted me to actually get out and do something and try to connect rather than being like, oh, it's another dance. I can go to another dance whenever I want. I can go to the next big queer meetup. I can go to the next games night. This was a once and an opportunity. We had to take it.
My name is Brad Votor. I work as a behavior intervention mentor at Simons High School. I have two photos here. One is a photo of a crosswalk in Uptown St. John, and that had skid marks across it. To me, it sort of talked about the resilience, and no matter how battered you are in life, the pride can always shine through. My joy photo was actually the work that I do with our GSA, the Gay Straight Alliance, or the Gender Sexuality Awareness Group, and I took a photo with them. We have specific buttons that we make for our community and our school, so we did a photo montage of the buttons that we had all being held, helping hands, because for me, that's my joy every week, meeting up with these students who show so much care for each other and for their community. Kind of hanging out with them and talking about what we want to do really brings a lot of joy to me. As someone who's been involved in education, as someone who came out at a very young age, someone who dropped out of high school at that age, and seeing the hope and joy that they have, and it just makes me feel so good that their experience at high school is much more hopeful and much more joyful than mine ever was. I think it was surprising because for me, within the group, we laughed, we cried, we shared a lot of moments. But what it really made me realize is that, you know, like somebody from my generation, somebody who are in their 60s, who came out, like, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, and lived through the AIDS crisis and all of the things that we lived through in our generation, sometimes we get a little bit jaded and we get a little bit apathetic or whatever. But it really made me stop and think about the points of joy in my life. And it made me really realize that, hey, that's weird. I really actually have a lot of joy in my life. So it's made me stop and reflect. And I'm continuing to reflect on that. When I start to feel down on me or life, I start thinking, okay, where are my points of joy? Where is my joy in my life? And it's really helped me a great deal. I used to take a lot of photos, and I kind of got out of it. I worked for many years at St. Thomas University teaching anthropology. One of the projects that we did was a photo voice project with some of my students. So when I saw the opportunity for this, I thought, this is really neat, because I've kind of facilitated it, but I haven't really participated in it in the way as a participant. So it really brought back a lot of fond memories of when I was younger and I used to take a lot of photos. I used to take the time to stop and look at the beauty. It just brought back a lot for me and really reconnected me to things in my life that had been missing. Anybody out there, young or old, keep a lookout for events that are put forward by Chroma, because the events that they do can really make your life so much better. Tell your friends.
The exhibition will remain at Lochnamont Villa for the next month. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.